I'm Mark Adams, and this is episode 66 of Mark's Mess Podcast. We're with my daughters, Charlotte and Catherine.
Catherine and Charlotte.
And they're back. We look at the world of geekery, this time in quiz form. That's right, later on we will be having a quiz. In the last two episodes, the girls weren't about, and we had special guests. At episode 64, Jimbo talked about Irish mythology, mainly talking about the mythology around the Giant's Causeway. Thank you to Caroline for your lovely words about that, and also, because Gene Hendricks, because you said you wanted more. I'm talking to Jimbo about doing more episodes on Irish mythology in the new year, so you can blame Gene. And episode 65, we had the amazing Ben Avery talking about his new novel, Ghosts of the Future. And if you want to know, Ben has also edited an anthology of stories called A Time for Everything. That's right, folks, you can get that just in time for Christmas or after Christmas, whatever. We also had John W.G. Bankhead talking about his series of novels, The Magi Wars, and I was actually talking to John today, and he is writing his third one at the minute. And if you listen to that episode, you'll know the fact that he's got over 10,000 words written is a big achievement. So hopefully, and maybe in the new year, there will be something else around the Magi Wars world that we'll be talking about, but we'll see about that. But anyway, we do have the girls back. Girls, what have you been up to?
Well, definitely not taking over the world.
So what else have you been up to that's geeky?
Well, I've been watching Spider-Man, just sort of everything.
Like, what do you mean everything? All the movies?
I watched The Ultimate Spider-Man. I started watching The Spectacular
Spider-Man. So the cartoons?
Yes. I started watching The Spectacular Spider-Man, then they took it off Disney Plus, so I couldn't finish it, and I was like on the last episode. And then I was watching the newer Spider-Man one, the 2017 one.
Right. Which one is your favourite? You've watched three different series of it, Spectacular, Ultimate, and whatever that newer one's called. Which is your favourite of those three?
It's between the Ultimate Spider-Man and just the Spider-Man.
Not Spectacular Spider-Man?
I like the theme tune of it, but I don't really like the story as much.
Okay. At the time, it was one of the best Spider-Man cartoons out there, but...
Oh, it was the first one made, so...
It wasn't the first one
made. First one of the ones I watched.
Okay. Right, Charlotte, what have you been watching?
I've been watching lots of Christmas movies.
To be honest, okay, you have been, you're very much into Christmas. Of the household, you're Merry Christmas. So what has been your favourite Christmas movie so far?
So far, I really liked, it's a new one, it's Candycane Lane. It's the one, it's on Amazon Prime, I really liked it.
Okay.
And then, like, my top two are Arthur Christmas and The Muppets Christmas Carol, but they're always my top two. So.
Which is true, and you've been watching the Santa Claus series.
Yeah.
How are you finding that?
It's all right. The movies are better.
They should put that on the poster. It's all right.
It's all right.
I have been, I got Apple TV for 3 months for free, and I've been binged watched For All Mankind. Really good series, alternative history. If the Americans didn't get to the moon first and the Russians did, how the world would be different. I've also, of course, been watching a lot of old Doctor Who. The hard thing is, with 60 years of Doctor Who, how on earth do you decide how to watch it? And I decided to start with watching Brigadier episodes, up to the third Doctor and in the fourth Doctor, so just the second Doctor and the fourth Doctors. And the past couple of days I've watched King's Demons, which seems to have passed me by at the time, because there was no video recording and very few repeats. Friday passed from recording here, we had our work Christmas do, and we do a Secret Santa. Somebody actually got me, as a Secret Santa, the Doctor 7 of the Mr. Men series and some Jelly Babies. And boy, did it take me half the night to work out there was a connection between those two. Jelly Babies and Doctor Who. Yeah, I know. Charlotte's shaking her head at me. So thank you to Aoife for that, and thank you for taking such care in looking at that. Folks, we are going to do a wee Christmas tradition of ours with our family, with my brothers. What we do every Christmas is have a quiz. Now, we specifically do this online. So what happens is one person, everybody comes up with 10 points worth of questions.
Every household.
Every household. And so there's three of us here. So Charlotte has come up with questions. Catherine has come up with questions, and I've come up with questions, just in case you haven't worked that bit out. And so that means Charlotte and I are going to answer... No, I'm going to answer the questions from the girls. Catherine's going to answer the questions from Charlotte and myself. Charlotte's going to answer the questions from Catherine and myself. So we can only get 20 points altogether. It's going to be a mixed bag. They've been told to make them geeky, but the problem with these two is they don't know that much. Yeah, do you want me to go really geeky? Like things we've talked about in the podcast?
See, there's things we could ask, but you just wouldn't know.
I could do all of my 10 on Grey's Anatomy, that's geeky. Or Christmas, all of them on Christmas movies I've seen this year.
Being a student, how much of Grey's Anatomy have you watched?
I've watched all the series, I'm in my second rewatch. My second watch.
And how many times when that you rewatch it do you become a doctor?
I don't know. It should be a thing. An honorary Grey's Anatomy degree.
Do you want us to buy you the book Grey's Anatomy?
Nah.
That's okay. Right, so what we're going to do is you join in, by the way, gentle listener, and you can get up to 30 points. And we'd love you to write in or put a comment underneath the social media posts of how many points you got and whether you thought it was hard or easy or things like that. Now, we have to decide who goes first. I think Catherine has just volunteered to go first. So, folks.
She volunteers as tribute.
No, I used to have a pen. I've got a pen here. I've got pen and paper.
I had a pen one day.
Now, Charlotte and I, just the paper sounds. Charlotte and I are going to write down our answers. We're not going to cheat and look at each other's answers. So, Charlotte, Catherine has got a 10. Is there a theme to this?
Stuff I've seen. Random questions.
Stuff. And are there 10 questions or is there a mixture of points in the
There's
questions?
There's 9, but I'll explain how that works when it comes to it.
Okay, folks, get your pen and pencil ready, and Catherine will start with her first question.
Number 1. Name 5 of Batman's adoptive children.
Okay.
How recent are we talking? Because I've read a comic book strip where he has, like, plenty of adopted children.
Honestly, however,
like,
I don't
know. Like, what name I say isn't on the list, but it's in the comic strip.
Well, then I'll have to Google it and see if you're right.
And also, are we talking about their real name or their...
Either, I'll take...
Oh, right.
Well, no, actually, real name.
Darn.
Kathleen, you can't change it.
If she has changed it.
Then it would just be one of Robin's.
This is hot. 5 of them.
Yeah.
Why is the name Alan come into my head? I definitely did not have a Wayne called Alan.
Alan Grant. Oh, this is annoying because they're in there somewhere, in the head somewhere.
They're not in my head.
Why are they not in
your... Do you want full names or do you want just first names?
First names.
Oh, that's good.
No extra points.
All the last names are Wayne.
I've got 3. I cannot believe I've only got 3.
I've got 1.
If I write 6 down, will you accept only the right answers?
No. First 5.
Well,
no.
I used to do that in tests. I wrote like this / this for the hope of getting a point.
Okay, well, I think we're ready for the second question.
Oh, okay, I forgot we were doing that.
Just 1 question, that's it. So is it 1 point per name?
No.
Oh, right, then. So we have to get all 5 to get 1 point.
That's really mean.
Okay.
This one's a bit easier, probably.
Please.
For some people. Number 2. Name 6 Spider-Man secret identities. And it can't all be Peter Parker. There you go. I've given you one.
You're talking about people who are Spider-Man.
Spider people. I don't know what's the plural?
Spider people.
Spiders people?
People.
I mean, cul-de-sac, the plural is cul-de-sac.
I feel like these might be too hard.
You think? 6 things for 1 point!
Number 3. What colour are Ghost Spider's shoes?
Hey!
Gwen Stacy Spider.
It's part of the question, but I'll tell you.
Just guess a colour of shoe. I don't know, I'm just...
Number 4. What are the 4 taste groups other than sweet? And I'll give you 1 point if you get 2, and 2 points if you get 4.
Okay. Apart
Can
from sweet.
Can you elaborate on what a taste group is?
Well, that's kind of given away. Though.
It sounds like...
Oh, there's tastes. Sweet.
Yeah.
Okay.
So sweet
How
isn't one
How many more
of them?
Do you want?
4.
I know one of them, and I can't even remember what is it.
For one of them, there's
Do
two names.
With S's?
I'm not telling you.
Aww. So is it, technically there's five, and we want the other four?
Yeah.
Okay.
Number five, what planet did the Slitheen come from in Doctor Who?
No way am I getting that. I know
spelling
it's...
If I write a green one, can I get the point for that?
How do you know it's green?
Because they're green.
Number six, name all of the full names of the Scooby-Doo characters.
Full names?
Yeah. Okay.
Well, the easy first names. And don't say you haven't seen Scooby-Doo.
Oh.
Number seven, what colours would you mix to make the colour brown? There's more than one answer to this, I've sort of realised. Well, kind of.
It's more than two, isn't it?
I'm not telling you. So this is the last question. Number eight. How many regenerations have there been in the new Doctor Who? Not counting the new series. So you get 2 points if it's the exact one, 1 point if it's one number out.
Are we including, like, the Doctors that don't...
Any that's shown on screen.
Any that's shown on screen.
But not the new series.
So what do you mean by the new series? Not the three that were out in the past? Right, okay. So we have... This is where I have to... That's it. Okay, let's read out the questions then, give us the answers. See.
So the first question was, name five of Batman's adoptive children. Charlotte.
Dick.
Yes.
Is that it? You just Dick?
No, I also remember Gwen.
No, hold on. Cassandra Cain?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Gwen.
I'm not entirely sure, but I'll look.
Gwen? You were thinking about...
I don't think I
Gwen
right.
Stacy. Can I give mine?
Yeah.
Jason?
Yes.
Barbara?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Barbara. I think. There's one in there somewhere.
I don't...
Is this from the comic?
Well, that's what I base my knowledge of.
That's good.
Yeah, I haven't read it recently at all. It's a good comic, though.
Right. I don't think Barbara Gordon was adopted by Batman.
Okay, then you don't get a point.
I think what you meant to say lived in the Wayne house.
No,
I've just got my... Why did I even say that?
Part of the gang.
Okay, have you got any more?
No.
Like, what ones have you got?
So the five I had were Dick, Jason, Tim, Cassandra and Stephanie.
Right, okay. Right, next question.
Name six Spider-Man secret identities.
Okay.
Peter Parker.
Yeah.
Yay.
Miles Morales.
Yes. Yeah.
Gwen Stacy.
Yes. Yeah.
Peter Porker.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, there was one, was he called Noir?
Spider-Noir, but that wasn't...
That wasn't his name.
I don't know. Venom. Because technically Venom was Spider-Man for a while.
First of all, Venom is a symbiote. Second of all, Venom is not a secret identity. That is the...
I got four. I'm really proud of that.
Ben Reilly.
Yes.
And Jessica Drew.
Yes.
Yeah. Would you possibly...
I don't know.
Can I have 1 point for
is
that?
Is she the one with the bike?
What? She may have had a bicycle. She was the first Spider-Woman.
Can I have 1 point for that?
No.
Folks, I've got a point. I'm very pleased.
What colour are ghost spiders' shoes?
Pink.
No. I said pink as well.
They're
blue.
I was just
typical
to think
girl thinking about
her,
shoes
with her hood, and I was like, well, the inside of her hood is like a pinky red, yeah. So maybe her shoes match.
It's a different colour.
Right, next one's a 2-pointer.
I've never seen that one.
What are the four taste groups other than sweet?
Salty.
Yes.
Sour.
Yes.
Bitter.
Yes.
That's all.
I've got there's savoury, which is
yes, umami. Umami.
I've got umami. Two of that,
yeah.
So that's
I've
1 point.
Three. Yeah, I get
one
no.
Point. Aww. 1 point. I get 1 point for my three. You get 1 point for your three.
Wait.
What planet did the Slitheen come from?
A green one.
Raka Maka Faka Blaka, but Raka Taka Barkus.
Raxacorga Falafadora.
No,
that's what I wrote. That's what I wrote.
No,
you can look at that.
No,
the spelling is perfect.
No.
Okay.
You said Raka Maka Paka.
Right, next.
What's the name? Isn't that the name of your wee red guy from the Titanic one?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm realizing I don't know anything.
Okay.
Right, number six, we can skip over because I've got no points there.
No. Name all of the full names of the Scooby Doo characters.
Scooby Doo.
Yes.
Yeah. Velma.
It was that easy, Scooby Doo.
Velma Dinkley.
Yes.
I couldn't get Daphne's last
Blake.
Name. Oh, Fred Jones.
Yes.
I almost put Daphne Jones and I was like, nope, not yet. And I couldn't get Shaggy's, but
Rogers.
I know his first name's Herbert.
No, it's Norville.
Oh.
Well, I got no points.
I got three. Did I get a point from that?
Okay.
Yeah.
What colours would you mix to make the colour brown?
Purple and red. Oh, no, it wouldn't be purple.
No,
and red.
That would just make a red
and orange.
You can't change your answer.
I had more than one answer. You said you could. No, I meant there's more than one way.
Red, yellow, and black.
Yes! Because dark orange. Look, if I bring up...
That's a surprise.
How many regenerations have there been in the new Doctor Who? 16!
I got 7.
Yeah, 7.
I was
crazy right
from the start. You said how many regenerations?
Doctor Who.
You never said new.
I did.
You did it. Not the first time.
She did.
Aw, that's
if
not
only
fair.
We were recording this.
Am I right, though, that there is 16 regenerations overall?
Oh, let's hold on.
There's definitely 7
one,
in the...
2, 3, 4... No, hold on. Let's say 1 to 2, 2 to 3, 3 to 4, 4 to 5, 5 to 6, 6 to 7, 7 to 8.
I just did there's 14, 14 doctors 7. And then add the War Doctor and Yurimin in.
No, there are 8. I forgot about 8 to the War Doctor.
But that's not in the new Doctor Who.
Ah, it's in the new Doctor Who.
He's not shown.
That it was in the Night of the Doctor. What? The wee short one before the Day of the Doctor.
I don't know where the new Doctor Who starts. Who starts it?
Eccleston.
Okay, then.
What number is that?
9.
I'll give you the answer for that. I'll give
okay.
you the point, though.
Right, okay.
But the Ninth Doctor starts it, not the 8th, so that's wrong.
Yeah, but...
No, but it was shown in the new series.
How many points overall was it?
10. I got 4. How many did you get, Charlotte?
I got 2.
Great. Let's go to your questions, Charlotte, and let's see if Catherine and I can...
I think you'll be able to get my questions. I don't think I went too hard and you just wish I had not.
That's okay. Okay, Charlotte.
How many questions?
10 questions. One point each.
So the first 5, they're all about movies. The first 5 are about Christmas movies, and the last 5 are about movies that we have seen, I think, in the past year.
Okay.
In The Muppets Christmas Carol, what was the name of Bob Cratchit, Kermit, and Miss Piggy, Emily Cratchit's youngest son?
I knew the answer before you finished. Oh. As I heard Muppets Christmas Carol, I wrote my answer down.
Okay. Eldest son. What is the name of the Grinch's love interest and how the Grinch stole Christmas?
He has a love interest?
He does.
Is it the dog?
No.
Do you know the name of the dog? I do. Can I get a point for that?
No. In the movie White Christmas, what are the sisters' names?
Can I say, I don't think I've ever seen this.
White Christmas is the quintessential Christmas movie. Bing Crosby, Danny Kaye, the song White Christmas. Guess.
They're two pretty... They're not old names like Barbara's an old
sisters,
name, but they're old names.
Sisters,
so guess two women's old names.
Yep, that's one I'm not getting. I've seen it, Catherine, several times, and I'm not getting it.
I put that one in for you as well.
How old do you think I am?
You like that movie.
I do, but not enough to actually know who any of the characters are.
They're like, are they not two main characters?
They're two main characters.
You would know that from watching the movie.
Evidently not. Right.
Okay. In Arthur Christmas, what item is the forgotten present?
Well, I remember being really disappointed when we went to see that with school because I thought it was about the wee chipmunk guy. And I was like, why is he human?
The chipmunk?
And you're like, Arthur, like the wee animal boy.
Oh, the aardvark.
Aye, that one. He looks like a chipmunk or something.
Okay. What song does Buddy the Elf sing with...
When she's in the shower.
Yes. I didn't know how to word it right.
We had a question on this yesterday.
This question comes from Matilda. She asked this question. I knew it and I was very pleased.
I cannot get this in my head. The song is there in my head, but
starts
it's
with
like...
jingle and ends with bells.
That's what my friend said. And I was like, no.
I think I've got it.
So that was the end of the Christmas ones. Number 6. What are the names of the two main characters in the movie Elemental?
Two main characters...
They're to do with their elements. They do connect with their elements.
Do they?
I don't know. Right. I've got names written down.
Okay. Number 7. What job did Agent K have in Men in Black 2?
We didn't watch Men in Black 2.
We did.
Because
she was asking what movies we watched and I said that one.
Agent K. Which one was he?
That's up to you.
You have to be in the room.
It must... Right, okay.
I'll give you a clue.
Oh,
it begins with K.
He's had an aha moment, as we would say in Mars.
Right, got something.
I think he's the dog.
Number 8. What is the name of the coach who takes charge of the football team in Remember the Titans?
It's one we watched about a football team.
Right, I have to say, we've watched at least two.
American football.
We've still watched at least two.
Black and white's coming together.
I've got nothing down for that, no idea. I'll write something down.
I would sneak
down.
A look at your answers, but first of all, I don't have my glasses on. Second of all, I can't read your writing.
That's good. That's my secret code.
Number 9. What year did Ocean's 11 come out? You have 1 year leeway.
Oh, what? Who knows when, like, I hate questions like that.
I had to throw one in because I couldn't think of a question for that movie.
Who watches a movie and is like, right, who's in this?
How many people were in Ocean's team in Ocean's 11?
15.
Number 10. In 27 Dresses, what is the relation between the main character and her sister's fiancé?
Do you remember who the main character was?
No, I remember who the main character was. I don't remember who the sister's fiancé is.
It's like a big plot in the movie.
I remember because she was the same actor as something else.
Grey's Anatomy.
No.
She was.
It all goes back to Grey's Anatomy.
Was it not your woman? I don't know if this is... Anyway.
Are you talking about the sister or the main character?
Sister. Is she not... She not play...
She plays something somewhere.
Really?
Is it... If one of the Spider-Man characters in the Tobey Maguire one.
No.
I can't remember if it's... Yeah, one or her actor. No. I can't remember which one.
She makes it look like it.
Right.
Anywho, have we got all the answers soon?
Yep.
Good. Okay. Do you want to repeat the questions or do you want me to just say the answer?
Ask the question. Okay. And say the question and then give the answer.
Number 1. In The Muppets Christmas Carol, what was the name of Kermit and Miss Piggy's youngest son?
Tiny Tim.
Tiny Tim.
It's in the normal Christmas Carol story as well.
Is it? Yeah, but The Muppets Christmas Carol is far superior.
I've only seen The Muppet one.
Number 2, what is the name of the Grinch's love interest and how the Grinch stole Christmas?
Max.
Martha May.
Oh. Who on earth is that?
Well, the love interest. Were you not listening to the question?
Number 3, in the movie White Christmas, what are the sisters' names?
I'm going for Susan and Esther.
Chloe and Betty.
I'm going to give you a half point for Betty because it's Betty and Judy.
Okay.
In Arthur Christmas, what item is the forgotten present?
A bike.
I got that too.
A bike.
It was a bike. That was a guess.
I just remember it was bike shaped.
Could have been anything.
What question was I on?
The song.
Number 5. What song does Buddy the Elf sing with Jovi while she's in the shower?
Baby, it's cold outside.
Not to that tune, but Baby, it's cold outside.
That's the original tune from the Council of Nicene. Okay.
Number 6. What are the names of the two main characters in the movie Elemental?
Sparky and Splash.
Is it Wayne and Ember?
Wade and Ember.
Wade. Oh, I said Wayne.
Oh, yeah. I knew
Wade.
You know what? During that movie, I didn't catch you on.
Yeah.
I didn't get to catch that at all.
Wade, because you wade through water.
Yeah.
Number 7, what job did Agent K have in Men in Black 2?
Postman.
Yeah, I got postman.
Postman. I was also going to take you worked at a post office, because I wasn't sure if he was actually a physical, postie. Number 8, what is the name of the coach who takes charge of the football team in Remember the Titans?
I'm getting my movies mixed up here. Coach Carter?
Hadn't a clue.
Coach Boone.
Boone.
Number 9, what year did Ocean's 11 come out?
2002.
1991.
2001.
Yes, I get a point!
And number 10.
In your face.
In 27 Dresses, what is the relation between the main character and her sister's fiancé?
Sister-in-law.
Her sister's fiancé?
Future brother-in-law.
It's her boss. It was her boss, because they didn't get married.
I must have fallen asleep in that one.
How many points has everybody got?
I got 5.
6.
1, 2, 3,
I would say that means I did a pretty good job.
You did. Added to mine, that is 9 points altogether.
So we just have to beat 9. And then we won't be bottom.
Yeah, because it's my turn.
So I just have to get over 7 points, which is actually a bit hard to do.
Right, okay, girls, it is my turn. You're in trouble. Can you see through this page?
No.
Right. I'm going to hold it up. I'm going to put it to the clipboard. Stop looking. Right, 10. No, there's 6 questions. One of them is a 5-pointer. First question. I've already said that I've been enjoying the TV program For All Mankind. It's an alternative reality
version of Earth where the Russians landed on the moon first. What year did the Americans land on the moon? I'll give you two years either way.
How'd you expect us to know that?
Because it's a momentous event in history.
I know this!
I think Charlotte was alive then.
I wasn't alive. That's a clue.
Do we have wiggle room?
2 years.
Okay.
I wasn't alive. Next one, number two. How many windows are in the front of the TARDIS?
Like, are you counting wee panes
of windows on the front of the TARDIS?
That is a stupid question.
It is a clever question. How many times have we watched Doctor Who today? Catherine's drawing it out. Fantastic. Sharda is watching Catherine draw it out.
That was actually a pretty good question.
In the Doctor Who special that was recently on with David Tennant playing the 14th Doctor, the episode called Wild Blue Yonder, the second one in the series of the 60th anniversary specials, what is the name that the Doctor and Donna give to the robot? And it has a connection to one of our previous podcasts.
No, when you say previous, are you talking all the way back to the alphabet ones?
No.
Good. Oh!
I'm interested to know what you wrote first, Catherine. And number four. Here's a quote from a novel about Christmas, and you have to tell me what that novel is. This is the first line of it. Marley was dead to begin with. What is that Christmas novel? It has been made into several movies, TV series, and stuff like that. Right, number five. Now, this was going to be a different question, but I thought I'd go easy on you. Miles Morales. He has got mixed heritage. In other words, his dad is African-American, but where is his mother from? Okay. It was going to be, what is Miles Morales' middle name?
Does it begin with an M?
It doesn't.
Oh!
Gonzola.
That's disappointing.
Gonzola. But that's neither. So just where is his mum from?
Can I write a continent?
No, because it's not a state of America, but it is owned by America.
Oh, wait.
It just doesn't sound like it is.
Oh, I've got two answers. I don't know which one. Okay, I'll stick with this one.
Right, that's okay. Well, you can go back to it if you want to, but here is your 5-point question. Charlotte, this is a Disney question.
Oh.
Or is it Pixar? Whichever the two.
Disney owns Pixar, so.
The movie WALL-E, mm-hmm. about a wee robot. What does WALL-E stand for? WALLE. You've never seen WALL-E?
No.
That makes you a WALL-E.
You've never seen WALL-E?
No. Why have you never seen WALL-E? It's great.
Why did I not use my WALL-E mug?
WALLE.
How many points is there for this question?
5. Every word gets a point.
What?
You've got a chance of getting some of them. Let us go through the answers. Okay, For All Mankind, the question about that was, when was did the Americans land on the moon? Give me a year.
1969.
1962. It is 1969. 1 point to Charlotte.
Because I remember, because JFK said that he was going to make man land on the moon by the end of the 60s.
It was a goal. It wasn't make.
Basically, yeah. But then he died, but they still did it.
TARDIS. How many windows in the front of it?
24.
It is 12. And just over your shoulder, Catherine, there's a picture of the TARDIS in the fridge.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
Okay, next one. In Wild Blue Yonder, what was the name of the robot?
Jimbo.
Bob.
Okay, Jimbo, who was also a guest in one of our previous episodes. What name did you write down and score out?
Fenslow. Fenslow, that was the number one.
I thought you were going to make a question about the Spice Girls and I was going to be excited because I really enjoyed that.
The Spice Girls?
The whole, I know the wrong episode, but that whole scene, I loved it.
In the Doctor Who, the Spice Girls bit?
Yeah.
Nice. I enjoyed those specials. I'm looking forward to the Christmas one as well. Marley Was Dead to Begin With is from what novel?
A Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
Yep, exactly right. Christmas Carol.
I was going to write Ebenezer Scrooge, then I accidentally wrote Ebenezer Scoob.
I almost wrote them up as Christmas Carol.
Ebenezer Scoob, good grief. Where is Miles Morales' mum from? Right, where have you got, Catherine?
Puerto Rico.
See, I've got Hawaii, but I know that's an American state.
It's Puerto Rico.
Yes.
It is indeed. Well done. Did you have something else written down? What was your second one guess?
My second guess would be Cuba.
Reasonable
Why
guess.
Why does America own it?
It's one of those places. It's a territory of America.
Oh, right.
As far as this, and I could be way off here, but that's what I want. Last one, WALL-E. What does it stand for? Okay, who wants to give me an answer?
I got the first world.
Let me have a kit.
My answer's entirely correct. So I got, what a little lad here.
Like, no.
What a little lad we have here.
Charlotte, if you thought about it, it's waste allocation load lifter Earth. So, no points for that. Add up your points and let's see what we have. My total is 9. To win it all, you have to get what? Add all the points up that you got.
All of them.
Adding them up together, not just individually, the whole both rounds that you did. Folks at home, you add yours up and we'll work it out. Okay, Catherine.
I got 8 altogether.
8 altogether?
I got 5.
5 altogether. Right, to work out how many you have got, if we did all 3 rounds, divide it in half and multiply by 3. So,
12.
Oh no, I'm still counting.
7 and a half.
Okay, I'm going to have to actually write this out. What's 3 fours?
12.
13 and a half. So,
7 and a half.
Gentle listener, if you got over 13 and a half, do let us know. Let us know what you think of the questions. Let us know also if we got questions wrong that we thought were right. So let us know that as well.
I think you used to be a bit harsh.
No, I mean, it was easy.
It was not.
Says you with a WALL-E mug.
I've never seen WALL-E.
Not my fault. You didn't see a classic of our time.
I should have used the WALL-E mug because I know it says it on the side.
Folks, and that's what we want from our Christmas family quizzes. Arguments by the end of it. Folks, we would like to wish you all a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
We hope that whether you celebrate Christmas or not, you have a good festive season and that you do enjoy the Christmas Doctor Who, as we hopefully will do.
I hope it's Christmassy.
I think it'll be Christmassy, by the looks of it.
If it's not, within the first 10 minutes, we're turning it off and watching The Christmas Ghosts.
No, you can leave.
You can leave. We can watch The Christmas Ghosts afterwards. It's 55 minutes long, Christmas Ghosts afterwards. Perfect Christmas evening.
At the bar.
Plus lots of snacks and Pringles and everything else. And I hope me and Mummy have got some cider. Flavoured cider.
Flavour apple?
Lots of different flavours.
Apple?
No. Well, but cider is apple flavoured, you twit.
I know. I was making a joke.
If you would like to contact us, you can by email at
mymarksmess@gmail.com.
On our Twitter.
Mark's Mess Podcast, with like the T.
On our Facebook page, Mark's Mess Podcast, and you can just comment underneath our social media posts there. Let us know what scores you got, let us know if there are any questions we got wrong, and also let us know if you're looking forward to anything in the next few months that we can talk about.
Death in Paradise, The Apprentice, not really Dragon's Den, but yeah.
Yeah, we've gone off Dragon's Den.
Who has? It's just...
Well, It's not the cool ones.
It's alright, there's not enough drama.
No.
I want drama.
Well, you don't get your product, you get shot.
Actually have a real dragon there.
Yeah, feed them to the dragon.
Yeah. So folks, bye for now, and we wish you a Merry Christmas. We'll sing that, okay? We wish Merry Christmas and goodbye.